little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Ben, you've got some thoughts.
Nefopam has recently withdrawn for reasons, and so we stopped a lady with fibromyalgia from having a Nefopam. It was just done as a blanket thing, no one contacted her, so she came storming into my room, where's my Nefopam gone? And it didn't work, and it could have been better because I didn't know enough about fibromyalgia to be able to offer her all the other alternative therapies. But equally, when I went through my list that I did know about, of all the different things that we could help someone with fibromyalgia, she dismissed, no, tried that, yeah, that didn't work, no, that doesn't work, no, I want my Nefopam. And because I'd sort of done down in a list, I ran out of the list and got to the end and was like, no, you're right. God, I don't know where to go with that. And she got very angry and she wanted her Nefopam and was very upset with me that I wasn't giving what she needed because it worked for her. Mm-hmm. What aspects could have made things better? It was a real dilemma for me, and voicing that might have being the elephant in the room. Next time, well, I'll know a bit more about fibromyalgia, because I do now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's really tricky. The only thing she wanted was that.
Is Nefopam utterly unavailable?
Strongly discouraged, mainly for cost reasons, let's be honest, yeah. I think.
Even they're saying, like, oh, lots of side effects, and don't start, initiate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep them.
Yeah.
So is it a CCG issue or a...
Yeah, it's coming from
CCG.
Yeah, we had a time in, time out thing where we stood up and went, no more of that, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, side effects, efficacy and cost.
Yeah.
So getting an angry patient somehow to get back into your structure that you do.
There's a degree of ambivalence, isn't there, that makes that difficult. If the manufacturers had withdrawn it and it literally was no longer available, that would have been an easy consultation for you.
It's out of my hands.
Yeah.
I'd love to help you.
Yeah. You did actually have the option of continuing to prescribe it, didn't you?
Yeah. But there was pressure.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, I know. That makes it harder.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually easier. It's literally impossible versus relatively impossible.
Yeah.
You've thought about this problem for a while, isn't it? And clearly you've talked to other colleagues about how to best approach it.
Yeah.
So coming with an answer.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And I think you've done that, haven't you?
Yeah.
So coming to us with an answer of, was there a skill that you demonstrated or could have demonstrated had you done it again? Mm. It's quite helpful for the group.
Mm. Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no